And those travel restrictions are infuriating leaders across southern Africa, and that's where we're going to head next. Experts predict a surge in new cases in the coming days and weeks across the region. Dr. Michael Adekunle-Charles is with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in southern Africa. He's in Pretoria. Dr. Charles, good to speak with you.
Thank you very much, and good morning, good afternoon to the listeners.
Yeah, the world is closely watching what's happening there in southern Africa. Are you able to make a connection between the rise in cases across the region and the Omicron variant?
Well, the rise in cases across the region is expected. The scientists have said that we will be going into a sort of a fourth wave in December, and this is happening. So with or without the Omicron variant, we knew that cases would rise. But first and foremost, I think for me, it is really important as an organization to really thank the South African scientists for bringing this to the world, you know, to thank their good efforts in terms of genome sequencing, and to thank them in terms of really ensuring that the world knows what is happening with this COVID variant. Mm. So the Omicron is here with us, but it's also here with many other countries.
Let's talk about vaccines. In South Africa, about 35% of the population is fully vaccinated. But we're also hearing that some governments are turning away new shipments of vaccines because they can't use what they already have. What are the obstacles that you're seeing to getting people vaccinated?
Well, obviously, with vaccine, we will have some people that are a bit vaccine hesitant. In the urban areas, we're seeing less of this. It's more in the rural areas. And that's why our volunteers are on the ground and trying to work both at the community level, but also with the health services to ensure that, you know, people take the vaccines. The last thing we want is that the vaccines to expire. And that's why, you know, there's reports that some shipments have been taken to other African countries. So it's not that we have too many vaccines. It's just that we're trying to ensure that there's enough vaccine equity on the continent and no vaccine goes to waste.
When experts say that this variant, Omicron, might not have had the chance to emerge if rich countries hadn't hoarded vaccines and then left poorer countries exposed, what do you say to that?
So the vaccines are somewhat there, but they're not enough. What we're saying, and you can see it in Europe as well, whereby there is a fraction of the population that are hesitant with vaccines. So I think it's really working with timelines to say, do we continue working in terms of getting, you know, jabs in people's arms when we know that there's a hesitancy and then there's a risk that those vaccines will, you know, go to waste? Or do we take them to other countries where they can get into people's arms while we are waiting to get fresher vaccines into the country? So I think that's the paradox that we're living with. But from a country perspective, the government is actually wanting to make it mandatory for people to get vaccinated so that the vaccine uptake can increase dramatically. And we're saying that if we are able to increase it, if we're able to have herd immunity, the likelihood of variants in future would be less.
I want to ask you about the feeling on the ground there in southern Africa. Here's South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa speaking recently about the travel restrictions imposed on the region.
The prohibition of travel is not informed by science, nor will it be effective in preventing the spread of this variant. The only thing the prohibition on travel will do is to further damage the economies of the affected countries and undermine their ability to respond to and also to recover from the pandemic.
Do you share the opinion of the South African president? I mean, are the travel restrictions hindering your ability to do your work?
Definitely, it's hindering our ability to do the work. I was meant to travel within the sub-region just over the weekend, but I couldn't because of the travel restrictions. The travel restrictions, in the eyes of many South Africans, is really unfair. South Africans cannot be punished for genome sequencing. And I think since the travel bans, it has come to light that even this variant had been in Europe even before South Africa announced it. There's very little travel restrictions in Europe. Why should there be travel restrictions on the continent, specifically in southern Africa?
Mm. I'm speaking to you on December 1st, World AIDS Day. From your vantage point in South Africa, how are you reflecting on that, especially, of course, as we're still in the grips of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, it's actually a sad day for us, World AIDS Day, because South Africa or Southern Africa has been the epicenter of HIV/AIDS, and we are all reflecting in terms of the people that have died, the people that we've lost, but more importantly, reflecting on the children that are left behind. In Southern Africa, there are a lot of orphans and vulnerable children. And with the Red Cross, Red Crescent movement, we're really trying to support them in the communities. So today's a day of reflection, but it's also a day to be thankful. Thankful to the science, thankful to the treatments that we have now. And so, you know, in all this grief, in all the things that we've lost, we also need to be thankful to the scientists. And it is this same scientists that have been able to sequence the genome or the variant when it comes to COVID-19. So all the investments that has been made in the past in terms of science in Southern Africa and in South Africa specifically has really gone to show that indeed, you know, South Africa can be the champions when it comes to science. And, you know, we've been able to show that in this discovery of the variant.
Dr. Michael Adekunle-Charles is with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Southern Africa. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Peter. Have a good day.